everyone. Welcome to this week's Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. I've spoken before about receptivity and willingness, and this podcast is similar, but today I really want to focus on this necessary awareness that we don't need to be the knowers of all things. Especially as we get older, we tend to believe that we need to be wise and informed and speak intelligently on all matters, and especially on those which we're specially interested in or that we profess to be a bit of an expert on through our careers or our vocations in general. I'm coming to realize that this need to be smart is not doing me any favors. I've found that often I find myself trying to actively contribute to every conversation with some intelligent idea and either get flummoxed if I can't come up with something brilliant or defensive if someone wants to give me some advice or share something with me. Well, I know that. Is that really a good way to be? You know, even if I do know that, what is the point in being offended? Am I trying so hard to be the knower that I'm unwilling to learn or to listen or to grow, not only in awareness, but maybe in grace, patience, kindness, trust? I can certainly learn to be confident that I have a voice and things to share, but that shouldn't keep me from also being confident that I have new things to learn, to receive, to gain. Professing to know everything is really not a sign of genius. It's actually arrogance and inaccurate. God is the great knower, the only all-seeing one. Letting ourselves be the recipients of God's ideas, always coming in moment by moment, His divine thoughts and guidance, however those come, and being eager learners for life, willing to grow and renew and give up old beliefs for new ones each day, that's a mark of the wise, I think. So when I'm being coached by another, taking a class, or thinking about moving forward in endeavors, am I hesitating because I don't want to look ignorant? Or rather, am I willing, if I'm led in these aspirations, to have an open mind, be ready to learn, not to prove what I do know, but to learn what I don't, or to gain a new light even on what I do already know something about? You know, I think it's pride that gets in the way, and as the saying goes, pride cometh before the fall. I think this pride is also something that standeth in the way of forward movement. Even if we don't fall, we don't really progress. We stand in our own way by our desire to be the expert on everything, rather than to let God be the expert, the master, and be the taught. We be the taught and not the teacher. It's being childlike. And children are not unintelligent, and they're not thought to be. They're simply ready, they're open, they're growing, advancing, and they're humble enough naturally to know that they don't know everything. And this is what makes each day more fascinating, interesting, and invigorating. So I'm waking up to the fact that, well, I can be discerning about what I take in, for there's surely a lot of thought going on that isn't wise, helpful, or even true, very opinionated. But I can also have that living gratitude that there is more to learn and to appreciate and to discover, and that this joyous truth doesn't take anything away from my own value, my understanding, my intelligence, my ability to teach and to contribute myself. And then not to worry what people think about us if we aren't certain, if we ask questions or make a mistake along the way. We really aren't expected to know everything. That's God's job. And if you look at all the great prophets and the great thinkers, they weren't the ones who knew all the answers. They were the ones that were willing to ask the questions and to uncover ideas by their persistent desire for the truth they didn't yet perceive, rather than the facts they already knew. It was that eagerness to learn and to test and to be certain. It wasn't just this immediate sense of knowing every single thing. Spiritual ideas can be even harder to pin down, to get our minds around. So expecting that because we're religious or have studied spiritual thought for a long time, or because we feel inspired and led to teach and to share, maybe to heal, that we think that means we've reached the pinnacle of understanding. And that's such a mistaken thought. Yes, value your benefits, your inspirations, trust your wisdom. Stay faithful to the practices that feed you and serve you. But don't be unwilling to receive the living word for today. The operative word there is living. Each moment is new and fresh and alive. I've learned some new things in the past year that I felt I should have known before. But you know, it wasn't time, and I wasn't ready. And so I heard those ideas at just the right time, and whether someone else knew them before I did is irrelevant. It's not a contest. Those ideas, that information, was a gift for me today, right and relevant and renewing. Well, I hope some of that made sense. Stay open to learning and realize how wise that makes you. Jesus said, as I'm sure that I have talked about plenty before, become as a little child and you will know heaven, harmony, peace, bliss. So I'm going to give it a try. It already feels less difficult than being a know-it-all. Let me know what you think about it. I'm listening. I'm ready to learn from you. I really would love to. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com or check out my website, beingfreenow.com, for more information about me, about what I do, and how to contact me. And I'll catch you all next week on another podcast. Have a great weekend.